Prepare a path for the Lord, make ready his ways. The sociologist Emil Durkheim coined the term collective effervescence. It's a beautiful word. I love the phrase. It's just, but it describes an emotion or feeling that is shared by a group of people in a shared experience. That experience itself can be multiple different things. I think one of the collective effervescence is when people go on, for example, on a go to a musical concert, and everybody is singing and dancing. There's a sway of the music, and everyone's they're singing a beautiful song, where it's Swifty or anyone else, right? It's whoever it is, right? Right? It's just that magical moment. One that, of course, we all are even more familiar with is a football. Like when the 49ers, go 49ers. But like when the 49ers all got around, the stadium is full of people, all wearing the same color, all singing the same chants, all cheering the same, all in unison. There's that energy that is unified, a unison energy that can only be had by that shared moment. It's the cornerstone of any football team, in fact. Well, collective effervescence is also meant to happen at liturgy. Right here, when we gather and we sing songs and have the same movements, we're meant to, we collect this, except we call this divine energy, this divine grace that comes among us, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is among us. There's something deeper about this collective effervescence in liturgy, because it's something special. It comes from God himself. And why is that so special? Now look, we ought to work at it to make it right. That's why we spend so much work at the music and spend so much work at getting it right for us, so that in fact we do experience this collective effervescence. But there are other moments, not only just at the Eucharistic liturgy, that we can experience it. There are moments that we experience it, such as collective reconciliation is a powerful one. Let me give you an example. 2 years ago, when we were in the middle of COVID, we were still doing reconciliation, and we were doing outside for the first Eucharist and the children. And I remember Father Tuck and Father Chris and Father Mike and I were in four different corners, and the sun was shining. It was a Saturday morning, and the children checked in at the back, and then each of them went to their station to receive their first reconciliation. Now, if I had only a camera to have recorded this, you see each child, when they walked away, they literally didn't just walk, they went, and they skipped on after having reconciliation. Now, I wish we could still have that same innocence of child, that as soon as we have received the reconciliation and the words of absolution from the priest, we skip on away. Because that's the kill. And they were like literally high-fiving one another. They were like doing a little dance afterwards. And it lasted like for the entirety of the service. Now, children are particularly good at collective effervescence, because they don't allow the inhibitions, the social norms, to get in the way of the feelings that they have. And I think that's one of the struggles we have as adults, is we start to conform to the norms, the social norms, and say, like, there's no amen, brother, amen. If I was in a black church, you'd be all saying amen, brother, amen. But you're not, and you're all sitting there waiting, like I want you to go, like, come on, feel the energy. Do you feel it? Come on. That's what we want to be doing, is feel the energy. Now, what John the Baptist has come along and is saying that you feel that energy, that divine energy, when we're reconciled. He calls for repentance. Make ready the way of the Lord. Make straight the paths Now, we don't often think of repentance bringing about joy, but that is the truth. You see, that when we repent, when we admit that we are wrong, when we have made mistakes, when we've hurt somebody, when we say that, there's something that releases inside of us that's glorious. It's like somebody has uncorked a blockage in us. And that's what reconciliation, that's what this whole period, this week is towards an Advent, to unlock ourselves, to prepare the way, to make ready the way. That doesn't mean that we're going to literally level mountains, but it will feel like it. Why? Because we're letting go of stuff that's in our way. So what are we to do? We have to look at our lives and find ways to let go and forgive. And my friends, we are in the middle right now. Let me just give an example. I've never been so inundated with funerals as I have this last week. I'm in the priest, we are in the middle of 12 funerals. 12. My friends, we never know the time of the hour when our time is called. We need to be prepared, and we need to let go of all those little things that are separating us from the Lord and from each other, because it's holding us back from the joy of the gospel. And that's what the Lord wants us to feel, is the joy of the gospel. So how are we to do that? Well, we have to ask ourselves, what do I need to forgive? Who do I need to forgive? And when an opportunity presents itself, that you immediately seize the opportunity to forgive. Let me give you another example. Some time ago, I was at a party with a friend of mine, and we're a mutual friend. It wasn't a terribly large party, but I remember seeing this person. I knew him, but I couldn't remember him. But I remembered one thing. I didn't like him. So Irish, isn't it? Right? And there was something that he had said or I had said that we didn't get on. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and we kind of nodded to agree that, yeah, we don't like each other. So Irish, it's ridiculous. So after a while, you know, we bumped into each other so many times that I just said, okay, this is ridiculous. So I looked at him and I asked him some questions, and we got onto this conversation, and I was fascinated about his life. He's such an incredible, rich life. And I go like, what could ever have separated me from this person? And we went on to have a wonderful conversation. And then I remembered what it was. And I thought to myself, what a shame if I'd let that get in the way of this new friendship. Now, my friends, I'm not saying you're like me and you hold on to these little grudges or stuff, but maybe you do. And maybe there's little things that you need to let go of. Maybe you haven't been to confession since COVID. And maybe now is the time to come back. Because you see, when we come to the communal reconciliation, something special happens. There is this collective effervescence that comes about. That when we share the joy of being reconciled with one another and with God. See, John the Baptist was right. Repentance is the way to the joy of the gospel. Because once we let go of the stuff that's in our way, once we let go of that which we know we have made mistakes and those who have hurt us, we might have reacted to, then we are set free. And then we can accept the joy of God. That's the preparation that we're called to in this Advent, getting ready for Christmas. Because the real joy is God in Christ is already among us. And if we're holding on to stuff, we're not able to see that. And we're called to see it every day. We're called to emanate that joy. We're called to literally, out of this celebration today, if we could, I don't want you to break any legs, but skip on your way out. I want you to live the joy of the gospel from this moment of collective effervescence. Make ready the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths.